Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Yud Tes, and we are up to Sif Yud Zayin, and we'll be finishing the halachos of Borer. So in this Sif, the Shulchan Aruch is going to be discussing a tolda of Borer known as Mechabetz, where it's going to involve separating liquid and solid components of milk in the production of cheese and butter. Meaning, cheese is produced by adding rennet to milk, which causes it to curdle so that small solid pieces known as curds float in thin liquid whey. The curds are then strained from the whey and gathered together to form, that's how you form a single block of cheese. Butter is produced differently. The way butter is produced is by what's called churning, where the milk is beaten and this causes it to solidify into butter while forming a liquid byproduct known as buttermilk. So curdling or churning milk, that is the tolda of mechabetz, as we'll see coming up. Now, straining the curds from the whey, or separating butter from the buttermilk, is going to pashtus also violate this melacha. Sif Yud Zayin. Hamechabetz, shemotzi chema minachalav. Mechabetz, the Ramah here adds in parentheses, meaning extracting butter from milk. Toldas borerhu. It's a tolda of borer. Now, the Be'er Halacha here points out that the overall Shulchan Aruch Lashon is the Rambam. And the Rambam himself happens to explain that Mechabetz is not what the Ramah here says in parentheses, Shemotzi Chema Menachalav, extracting butter from milk, but rather the Ramah is adding his own perush into that of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam's understanding of mechabetz is placing rennet in milk in order to curdle it. Now, as we said in our introduction, both are correct. Both extracting butter from milk is included in the melacha of borer, as well as what the Rambam says is mechabetz, namely placing rennet in milk in order to curdle it. So that's the, let's look now at the Mishnah Brurah here, Sif Katan Samech Beis, Perush Shemotzi. So here comes the Mishnah Brurah on the Ramah, who said the Mechabetz is Shemotzi Chema Minachalav, the process of, as we called, the extracting butter from milk, which is the process of churning, which we discussed. So here the Mishnah Brurah now himself goes and he gives the Rambam Shita. And look what he says. V'chein ha'lokeach chalav v'noisein bo keva. So too, what also is mechabetz? When someone goes ahead and he takes milk and he puts rennet, shar minei chimutz, or some other agent, souring agent in it, in order, l'chavtzo, in order to curdle it. O ha'osek min kli gemi v'noisein hakom besocho u'meach chalav notfin. Or one who makes a type of reed kli, and what he does is he places curdled milk inside it, so that the whey, right, the liquid of the liquid that's left of the milk drips through. Kol zeh b'chlal mechabetz. All of this is included in mechabetz, which is the tolda who told us the borer. V'aser afilu al yedei eni yehudi, and it is aser even through a shliach of the shlichus of a non-Jew, of a guy here, even if you have a guy going ahead and doing this process for you, it would be usur. Because it's usur to instruct a non-Jew to perform any malacha d'oraisa, even in a situation of financial loss. V'chein ha'koleit shuman hatzap. And so too, in the case of one who gathers the cream, ha'koleit shuman hatzap, grabs the cream that floats on al pnei achalav, on the milk, upon the milk, shekorin smetene, which is called smetene, gamzehu bechlal borer. This too is included in the malacha of borer, meaning the simple act of removing cream from milk is not included in the tolda of mechabetz, since the cream has already formed and is merely floating on the milk. So the Mishnah Brurah here is to simply to state that this is usur due to borer. This is l'chayra, not mechabetz. This is pashtus, just borer, which is also Malacha Deraisa and Yechayim Skila and Chatos for it. Obviously, Al Kein Yizayir Kishiyagiya Samach LaChalav Yaniach Ktsas Imachalav V'Az Shari. Therefore, one who wants to remove cream from milk from the top has to take care that when he gets close to the level of the milk, what he should do is he has to leave a little bit of the cream behind with the milk, so that he's not being borer. He's just taking the cream from the cream and not slicing off the cream level layer from the milk exactly. Okay, ukamosha kasef sif yud dalet, like we saw in sif yud dalet over there. And he goes on. He says the hu adin lehifuch. The same applies in the reverse. Sheitol ktsas min achalav imashum anazeh, that one can take some of the milk together with the remaining cream, as long as what he does is, okay, take the milk from the milk. Aval likach hashuman bitzimtzum aser afilu daito lechol lealter. However, to remove the remaining cream in a precise manner is going to be aser, even if what? Even if he intends to eat it immediately, lealter miyad, sharehu lo keach bekach. Because how is he doing it with? He's doing it with a spoon. Normally you could take what? Let's say you're taking the cream from the milk. So that's borer ochel mitoch psoas, if you want to have the cream. So he says that's going to be usser, even if he goes and he wants to eat the cream right away, because he's taking it with a spoon. And taking it with a spoon is a kli. And a kli is doing borer with a kli is going to be usser. As we know, whether it's a doraisa, because it's the actual kli, like a napa v'chavra, or it's a kind of a tamchli, it's a kli. Now, you're all asking yourself, so I don't understand, you can never be boirer ochal mitoch psoles with a kli. You can't use a spoon to go ahead and take out your Cheerios and things like that. So this is a famous issue that not every use of a kli is considered boirer with a kli. In fact, we're going to see coming up in Samech Vav that you can even remove food from gravy with a spoon. So the Igros Moshe explains this as follows. In the case of removing food from gravy, the spoon does not, we had this once before, it does not facilitate the process of borer per se. It's merely an extension of one's hand used to avoid dirtying himself. But in this case of removing the cream, by contrast, the thin edge of a spoon separates the cream from the milk far more efficiently than a hand does. And it therefore facilitates the process of borer itself. Right? You can go ahead and take out a Cheerio from milk the same way with your hand than you can do with a spoon. You probably take it out with your hand better. Okay? So even if you wouldn't be taking the milk from the milk there, you just mamish took it out precisely, the Cheerio from the milk, it's not to make it an easier process of selection. Okay? Not gonna make it an easier borer. Not only that, the Mishnah Brura happens to also paskin that you could go ahead and slowly, we saw this in Sif Katan Nun Hey, that you're allowed to slowly pour wine, we had this before, from one container to another so that the sediments are left behind. Okay? Assuming his intent is to immediately use the wine. This also seems to be difficult, for there it would seem that the container he pours helps the actual borer itself by containing the sediments while the wine is being poured, the shemarim, while the wine is being poured out. So why is that okay? So once again, we can make not an exact same distinction, but look what you could say. In the case of removing the cream, it is the thin edge of the spoon that precisely separates the cream from the milk. In the case of the wine, the pot does not, by its design, separate its lighter contents from the heavier ones. There's a subtle point here. It enables one to either store contents or to pour them out. By pouring slowly, one pours out the wine without pouring out shmarim. So it's not the pot that accomplishes the separation. It's the act of slowly pouring out the wine. So therefore, the kli itself is not what's being used to facilitate the borer. Mishnah Berurah continues on. V'chol zeh dafka kishesarech lechol b'Shabbos. All this applies specifically if one needs the cream to eat on Shabbos. Dim lo kein havi kemechin mishabbos lechol. Because otherwise, it's like preparing from Shabbos for a weekday, which is aser. V'im ein sarach lo rak shechoyshish sheyifasei v'iz kalkel. If one does not need the cream on Shabbos, but he's just concerned that it will become spoiled or damaged, then it's going to be permitted to remove it with a non-Jew as long as he doesn't select it in a precise manner. We said before, because preparing for a weekday is only asa midrabanan, and that mutter al yedei yehudi makom seder, that's going to be okay to do via non-Jew in a case of potential loss. As we learned earlier, kamo shekasav in Siman Shin Zayin Sif Hey. We're up to Sif Katan Samech Gimel. Toldas Boireru. So Mechabet is a tolda of Boirer. Umiklal Ze Hamamid Chalav V'Makoyim Cham Kidei Shetayasek Vina. Included in this is one who's going to place milk in a hot place so that it will become cheese. Right? It can curdle in a hot place as well to make cheese. V'alkeach Hakom V'Ose Gvina. Also one who takes curdled milk and makes cheese from it. Chayiv Mishum Bone. He's also going to be over a malacha, but not the malacha of Mechabetz, but rather the malacha of Bone. Yes, believe it or not, Shekol HaMechabetz Chelek El Chelek V'Dibek HaKol Ad Sheyaseh Guf Echad, because any scenario where one gathers pieces together and attaches them all so that they form one unit, Dome LeBinyan, is similar to Bone, because what happens in cheese making is, once the milk has curdled, the curdles are gathered together from among the whey, they're allowed to age, and then they form into a single body of cheese. This is what's called Megabain, which is a tolda of Bona, which is defined by the formation of a single unit from many parts. The truth is, some Achronim actually maintain that joining various pieces of food together to form a particular shape is also considered bone and is aser. This is the Magen Avram. We'll see it in Shin Mem, in Chayadam, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Paskins. The person has to take care not to form any particular shape when making egg salad, which is comprised of many pieces of egg joined together to form a unit. This is a big discussion in the Orchas Shabbos. Some, believe it or not, argue that Megavein alone is considered a malacha, dafka Megavein, because the curdles do not merely join together to form a shape, but the cheese they form, okay, is a new entity with altered characteristics, as opposed to merely sticking fruits and things like that together to form a shape. They hold is not considered a malacha. Ayin Shum, many of the Achronim, they call it Rajba. We will now move on. Lefichach, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Lefichach, therefore, even though one can go ahead and put sesame, ve'egozim, and nuts, ledvash into honey on Shabbos, lo yechabtein biyado, he should not collect them in his hands. Ayein lekaman, simon shin mem sif yud aleph, the Rama heads. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Sif katan samach tal, lefichach, mashma mizeh da'isiru mishum borer. He says here, it sounds like this iser is due to borer, and therefore lefi zeim daito lecho la'alta shari lechabeitz biyado. Therefore, if one intends to eat the sesame and nuts immediately, it should be permitted to go ahead and collect them in his hand. However, ayem b'magen Avram shevi me'ato sefta raya di'isurehu mishum lash. He said the Magen Avram brings proof from the Tosefta that this is the malacha of lush, kneading. If that's the case, then even if one intends to eat them immediately, it is going to be aser. Okay, but again, the Shulchan Aruch, as understood by the Mishnah Brura, basically understands this as an iser of borer, because by squeezing the nuts in his hands, he removes the honey on the surface, and this is a violation of the malacha of borer. And when taking the ochel from the psoles, why this is exactly ochel from psoles is a good question the post can bring up, but it would therefore be okay if it was done le'alter, if he does it with his hand. Sifkatan samechei, af alpi shenosnim, Mr. Brewer says, although he can put it, what's this, although it wrote to Lomer, afal pi shemutalite, meaning even though it is permitted to put the sesame seed nuts in the honey, it doesn't even violate the malacha of lush, as pointed out by the Ber Halacha. Okay, you have to avoid yichabetz biyado, which is the malacha, the tolda of mechabetz, which is boirer, a tolda of boirer. And again, as we just said before, being a tolda of boirer, it will be good, according to the Mishnah Berurah, biyado u le'alter, assuming it's all kamitol psolos, of course, which again, I said, is not so pushed here. Sif katan samechvav, lo yichabtzein biyado. So you can't go ahead and collect them in your hand, because this is mechabetz. Mr. Bura, Roitzalomar, meaning, lo yikabtzein biyado lafrid oisam min advash, means he should not gather them in his hand to separate them from the honey. This means that he's gathering them in the hand, and he clenches the hand in order to squeeze out the honey. Now, we move on to Mr. Bura. Veda, you should know, the Tosefta Isa, in the Tosefta, it states, amamchabetu maisa kedera ve'ochel. It says that a person can collect food that is cooked in a pot and eat it. Rotsalomar, and this means lafrid bekaf meichel ava min harotev de mutter. This means that separating solid food from gravy with a spoon is mutter. Why? Mishum de derech achila hu bekach. Because this is derech achila and not derech. So once again, we see that any process of going ahead and collecting the food together and separating solid food from the liquid is going to be permitted when done l'tzorech achila, la'alter, obviously, like all borer. Now, we discussed before why you're allowed to do it with a spoon, because there it would be being borer, even if you're borer ochel from Soles, and it's for la'alter for right now, it should still be a problem with a kli. So this is where we explain that the kli here is just viewed, the spoon here is just viewed as an extension of the hand, so that your hand wouldn't get dirty. That's what we saw, b'shem Rav Moshe. He now goes and he says, Nagu shel olitein shmarim b'mashke b'shabes kedei lahamidam, afal pi sheroi l'shtoso b'shabes. The Mishnah Berurah continues that the accepted minag is to refrain from placing shmarim in any mashke on Shabbos, in order to settle them, even though the mashke is fit to drink on Shabbos, meaning that there's no hachana, but there's still obviously a boire. Why? Why is it boire? The Zehu told us boire. This is a told of boire. Dal yedei ze yordin gam shamrei hamashke atzmo b'shulei akli. What's going on here? Because due to the settling of these external shmarim, the shmarim of the mashke itself also go down to the bottom of the kli. This is mamish, similar to mechabetz, where due to the rennet they place in the milk, the curds are separated from the whey. And finally, let's continue on in the Ramah. Haga harokek baruach b'shabes, v'haruach mefazer harok, chayiv mishum zoire. He quotes here the following, Maharil, the name of the Or Zeruah, and Yushalmi, that one who spits into the wind on Shabbos, so that the wind scatters the spit, is chayiv for zora, winnowing. Mishnah Berurah here says, Mefazer harok, v'lo re'inu mi shechoshesh lezeh, kevon de'eno miskavin lekach. Mishnah Berurah writes, we haven't seen anyone who is concerned for this, since he does not have kavana to scatter the spit. And he goes on, v'chol shekein de'ein da derech zora, and for sure it should be not a problem, because this is not the manner of zora. Chiddushei Rakiv Eger says this. He says, see the Ber Halacha, zora saf katan samaches, v'zora es hatfua, berachas laruach, hu echad milamed tes avos malachos. However, he says, someone who goes ahead and he winnows grain with a winnowing shovel that exposes it to the wind, this is for sure a malacha. It's one of the 39 malachos known as Zoreh. So what's going on over here? So this addition here in the Ramah, again, nothing to do with Mechabetz, it's talking about the malacha of Zoreh, and there is this Yerushalmi that says that you can't go ahead and spit into the wind. That's Zoreh. Now, the Mishnah Berurah here is saying that two things. Number one is, as the Be'er Halacha points out, even if you assume like the Yerushalmi, that there is this melacha of Zaira that the Yerushalmi holds exists by just spraying and scattering things into the wind. He says that's not necessarily going to happen when you go ahead and spit into the, when you spit, because there it's not definitely going to scatter, and that's not your kavana when you're spitting. But the truth is, the Be'er Halacha points out that even so, Zoreh is not, we don't find the Bavli Zoreh being this idea of spraying things, right? We allow one to go ahead and spray with, deodorant or scatter chametz. If you find chametz on Shabbos or Yontif, you can go ahead and get rid of it by being Zoreh to the Ruach. So the Zoreh the Bavli has is mamish a type of Borer, where you are winnowing the tavua, which is a type of separation of the kernels from the chaff in the wind. Adkan.